Research into psychedelic drugs like LSD is growing, and scientists believe these drugs could treat conditions like PTSD and depression. But designing trials to study psychedelics are challenging, and approval from medical bodies even more so. Journalist Michael Pollan has written a book about psychedelics as medicine, and he's speaking here to The Health Report's Dr. Norman Swan.
Why are the researchers focusing on psilocybin rather than LSD?
It's a good question. Two reasons, one political and one practical. Practical reason is that an LSD trip can last 10 hours, and the researchers want to get home for dinner, you know. It's very hard to fit into the workday. You'd have to pay a lot of overtime and make the research very expensive. And the other is that it's so notorious, and, you know, you don't have a bunch of...
So this is the one that the moral panic was over.
The moral panic was around LSD, not psilocybin. And frankly, politicians don't know what psilocybin is, most of them. And so you're not going to have some know-nothing politician screaming about the government's funding psilocybin research, although they're not. So I think it's safer politically.
So you had the 50s, where you had people like Cary Grant taking this. You had a lot of research, 40,000 subjects. And then it starts to go south. And Timothy Leary is often blamed for this.
Yeah.
Fairly?
Yes and no. I mean, he definitely... So he begins as a very serious researcher. He's hired by Harvard. He has a psychedelic experience on psilocybin the summer before he goes to start at Harvard. He says he learned more about the human mind in 4 hours by the pool in Cuernavaca than he had in like 15 years of being a psychologist. And so he starts this project. But he very quickly gets bored with science, and he starts turning on poets and musicians. And his idea of research was to have a lot of people over to his house and give them
turn
all
on,
psilocybin.
Tune in and drop out.
Yeah, and the papers were like, psilocybin in a naturalistic setting. He transcended science instead of his ego. And so he began, when he got fired from Harvard, he becomes an evangelist. And this is an occupational hazard. I mean, people get involved with LSD and they think it really can solve the world's problems. And I get that kind of thinking. There is a certain logic to it, but there's really, we don't have a model for administering a drug to a whole culture except for fluoride. And it's not like fluoride. So he starts proselytizing, and the researchers think he's screwing it up for everybody, and they try to stop him. But it's taken up by the counterculture, and it was frightening to the government. So there was a backlash. The media turned against it, the government turned against it, and pretty soon the researchers were out of business.
So we're into the second wave. You've been asked this question before. Could another Leary come along and spoil it now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think everybody is so mindful of that example. Every researcher I talk to alludes to the example of Leary, and they're being very careful not to overhype what they've got.
These drugs rely on the testimonies of individuals. There's no randomized placebo-controlled trial here. They've tried, but essentially it relies on, it's like pain, it's like studying pain. You've just got to believe somebody when they say that I'm scoring 10
of pain. The phenomenology, what else are you going to go on? You're talking about mental experience, yeah.
Will there ever be the scientific methodology to allow the regulators to say, yeah, we'll allow psilocybin on the market?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're not very far from that, believe it or not. So there have been placebo-controlled randomized trials. It's very hard to do a placebo for a psychedelic. you can imagine. And they've tried different things. They give people niacin, which gives you a tingling sensation, or methylphenidate, Ritalin. But people, you can fool them sometimes, because if you have a naive, you know, someone's never used psychedelics, but basically it's a problem. Nevertheless, they see dramatic differences in the two groups. And on the cancer anxiety studies, they got a very strong signal, stronger than we have seen in any other psychiatric intervention. The FDA is not going to, this is the Food and Drug Administration in the United States, or the EMA in Europe. They've kind of set out the benchmarks they need to see. And if they can see, essentially, if it performs better than placebo or better than a current SSRI in depression, they will approve it. You know, we don't know the brain mechanisms of lots of psychiatric drugs. We still don't know how SSRIs work. So they're not waiting for that kind of information, although it'd be very interesting to get it. And there are people working on it.
That's the second part of an interview with journalist and author Michael Pollan, and more of that conversation on The Health Report this afternoon at 5:30 or on the podcast as well.